Oh, that can mean only one thing on the Rokon Show with Hannah DeBlantis. Jim Peterik is here.
The man with the purple hair.
There's the man right there. And he's standing here in our studio wearing purple hair and
I love it. And
purple glasses and a leopard with a tiger. It's a
Eye of the Leopard?
Eye of the Leopard.
It's a
yeah,
tiger.
That was a good song, wasn't
yes.
it? It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Hold on, so we're having a little bit of trouble here. I am not hearing him.
I love the guitar strap too. It's all sparkly.
Yeah, I need you to come over here for a second here because I'm having trouble. I'm having nothing but trouble, Jim.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we'll be able to hear you right now.
All right, baby.
There you go. Thank you for stepping up to the microphone. we sound checked this thing earlier, and I don't know. I got the mixer up.
It worked.
I don't understand what's going
on. It all worked.
Yeah,
like it always does when you do the test.
And I don't know.
Practice run.
Exactly what's going on.
Perfect.
So.
Good to have you here,
back.
Jim.
Yes,
thanks,
you are
Anna.
Back. Yep.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, a couple of things are going on here. First of all, you are on tour, or you were just on tour, right,
mm-hmm.
with this Jim Peterik, the songs. Now, when I saw this at City Winery, and I pretended I didn't know him because of the purple hair.
Right.
And
I love the purple hair.
I just said, this is just amazing how great that show was. You took... Mm-hmm. Many of the hits that you have written, and you have written how many hits have you written?
I have had 18 top tens, and
18 top tens.
Wow,
yeah,
that's amazing.
And that is 18 more than I've written.
And 30 top 40s.
Three.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's been a great ride, you know. But it was time to kind of look at them in a different way, you know, reimagine the hits and kind of let people see it a little differently, you know.
Yeah, last I talked to you, you took metal hits, you're making it bluesier, sort of, it just has such an interesting vibe. And the songs we know and love, you change them slightly, and it's amazing, or change them a lot, and it's amazing to hear
thanks.
This new rendition,
thanks.
How great they sound.
Well, you know, like Vehicle has become kind of like Riders on a Storm, you know, just kind of spooky, bluesy, you know, it's different. It's
beautiful, I love it.
Is it. You know what is interesting about it, too, is that... The crowd, and I think there was a lot of people who came in, you know, were at that show, sold out at the City Winery. And these are people who are, some of them are fans. Mm-hmm. And then some of these people are these people who just go to City Winery all the time.
Because they always have good music.
Right. Go, I don't exactly know who the artist is, but I'd like
I just like the wine.
Here. I would like to sit here and
whoever it is, it's always good.
It's awesome music.
Exactly. Venue. Drink wine and understand who this might actually be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when you held forth on some of these songs, and again, it's like one of those great concert vamps, you know, where you lead up to something and people don't exactly know what it is and it's going to be your biggest hit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The way that you pulled a vehicle specifically was so wild. And these people, these super fancy intellectoid types, like,
sure.
I think I believe I know that song.
So and then they liked it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little scary. You know, that was our first show. Yeah,
I
mean, we did a little like thing at the Jam Lab for fans, you know, family and stuff, but we didn't know how it was going to be accepted. And when I heard the applause after the first song, Vehicle, I said, okay, we're home free.
Because people come, they love you, and they come expecting one thing, but this is a very different take on your music.
Yeah. You know, the biggest jaw-dropper was the string quartet version of Caught Up in You, where it starts out with just a string quartet, you know, and then I come in, you know, with the... Whatever that, however that song goes, I never knew there'd come a day, and everyone goes, "Oh, it's that one."
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on, what happened?
I never knew there'd come a day when I'd be saying to you, "Don't let this good love slip away." Now that we know that it's true. Don't you know the kind of man I am?
How about that?
No, said I've never found love again.
But again, the people drinking Chardonnay were very impressed with this.
Shining through. I'm so caught up in you, so caught little girl.
Listen to that.
That I never
That's Colin.
Expect a thing. So caught up in you.
So your son.
Girl.
Yeah. There's something about the family harmony that always works.
man.
There is. Did you encourage your son, or he just has bursting with talent like you? And
he just found it on his own, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't want to push him, you know. That's not a good idea.
Is there another place for Chicagoans to go see this again?
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact.
It's so funny that I should mention that, right?
It's a total quinky dink. Mm-hmm. Sunday at Space in Evanston,
another amazing room.
Very intimate, 250 seats. There's still a few tickets left. It's an 8 o'clock show, and, you know, I'm going to tell the stories. You know, I love to, you know, tell the genesis of the stories and stuff. And I just like to talk to the people, sing with the people. It's going to be a great show.
Uh-oh. It's like, now, what could this possibly be?
Mm-hmm.
So he plays this,
right,
and you're like, I don't understand what's happening here.
But wait.
I'm like, this starts, right? And you're like, I don't know.
More Chardonnay.
Yes, more Chardonnay.
Pinot Noir over here, please.
I don't understand what this
vintage.
I don't think I know this song. It's not that. It must not be that impressive. Why does he have purple hair?
That's what I was listening to next to me.
And then
next thing you know, all of a sudden.
Well, I'm a friend, a stranger. Black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures. Candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star.
Phoebe, don't you think that we've heard this song before?
I'm your vehicle, baby. Take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, yeah. But now I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
See what just happened right there? That all.
Soulful.
Why did you decide to do it like this?
It's so funny. Well, I got a producer, you know, and I let him produce me. You know, I can't take credit for a lot of this. You know, Fred Mollen, who did 10 Easy Pieces with Jimmy Webb, and he did Kris Kristofferson. He's this famous producer, mm-hmm. and for a good reason.
Yeah.
And he loves my songs. He said, Jim, do you ever think of, you know, doing a really off-the-wall album? I said, no. And not really. And we got into pre-production, and he picked up a banjo, and he started playing an Eye of the Tiger, and I thought he was joking, you know.
Yeah.
And I started joining in. It was this fun bluegrass vibe, and we just took it from there, you know. So
it never felt weird. It never felt like it was. You had to get used to it.
Well, a couple of them, you know, mm-hmm. like Caught Up in You with a String Quartet. I said, that's never going to work. And it worked.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It works
totally.
The best.
I think it's the best.
Everybody's like on their feet, even the people with the Chardonnay.
I don't know why we're standing up, but I think it's very important.
Here's a little bit. Listen to this. He's like, what is he doing? Where are we going here?
Uh-huh.
Crazy. What song
twangy.
Must be?
It sounds country.
Yeah, rising up back on the street. I did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times.
How about that?
It happens too fast.
I don't want to play too much of it because I want people to go to the show, Space Evanston, 8 o'clock show on Sunday night.
Oh, man. That one goes over big, you know?
I bet.
Oh, they don't know what to do with that.
Such a recognizable song, and to hear it in that way from you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, another thing that's different about this is I'm singing in my actual real key. I'm not a tenor. You know, with the Ides of March, I'm always trying to hit the Jimmy Jameson notes, and I do okay. But I'm really a baritone, and I'm finally, look. See it all around you, good loving gone bad, and usually it's too late when you realize what you had. My mind goes back to the girl I met long years ago who told me, hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're gonna lose control. Your baby needs someone to believe in and a whole lot of space to breathe and hold on.
I was, you know what? He knew I was going to play that too. That was the thing. He just knew that I was about to rush in and play that next on the CD. And he's like, because I request that song sometimes. Sometimes we'll be in the men's room at some restaurant together. Would you just sing "Hold On Loosely" for me while we're. Or we're going to the bathroom.
Well, we're shaking it.
Yeah, because I've got to tell you, be honest with you, we freaked some people out in that bathroom.
I'm sure.
But the acoustics are perfect for that, Jim.
You know, you get that Sun Echo thing.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know?
Sun Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
All right, we'll come right back. Jim Peterick is going to be at Space in Evanston Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Where do people go and get
box office or, you know, space.com, all that good stuff.
All right, yep. Very good.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot check out the best food from south of the border right here in the Windy City. Chicago's Best Mexican, Sunday nights at 10 on WGN-TV.
This is Jim Peterick's newest, We All Bleed Red.
In the night's burning here, we hear the sound, the thunder and a gunfire through another town. Targets on their back, guilty of their innocence in the sights of the attack. And now we shake our heads, still searching for the cause of this disease. And we huddle in the hope this world will listen to our pleas. When we watch the cue from the interview, my heart fell to its knees. When it's all been said, we are.
Tim, explain what's behind that song.
I wrote it the day after the Orlando shootings, but it's been building up for years in me, you know, the terrorist attacks, and that's the tragedy of this whole thing and the meaningless nonsense that's going on. And finally, I couldn't do anything more than put it into words. And I was watching the news, and a woman who I think was in the club said, you know, I don't get all this stuff. We all bleed red. And I just love that phrase. And I didn't want it to be a mournful song. I wanted it to be a rally cry.
Yeah. Unifying.
Unifying.
It is.
Wow. All right. Now, so let me just explain what's going on. Jim Peterick, by the way, Saturday night. My God, you're busy. Saturday night, the Ides of March featuring Jim Peterick is going to be at Summer Nights at Brookfield Zoo. That's a 7 o'clock show. That's 1st Avenue and 31st Street in Brookfield. And that's at the main stage, Nice Mall. It's $15 a ticket, $15.95 a ticket. I don't want to sell you the wrong. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Zoo member, you get in gratis. Did you find out about that? You got a door deal. Did you find out about that, that the Zoo members are getting in free?
I didn't know that.
You know what? Let's cancel the show.
I'm a Zoo member.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'd still pay to go see you.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following night, Jim is going to be at Space in Evanston doing this Jim Peterick, the songs, which is, I saw it at City Winery. What an amazing show is.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Because you take many of your hits. And again, as we pointed out, you have 18 top 10 hits, right?
Yeah.
30 what?
I have 30 top 40 hits.
30 top 40 hits.
Yeah. That's incredible.
And so you get to hear some of the stuff that you know automatically, and some of the stuff that, you know, stuff that you recorded, or you recorded with Ides of March, or with Survivor or others, and then others are things you just wrote for people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beach Boys, That's Why God Made the Radio. One of my favorites to perform is that song.
So why don't you do something to close us out right here? What would you like?
Yeah, man. Kind of the style from the songs. I heard talk of blind devotion, lovers through thick and thin, lives touched with real emotion, faithful to the bitter end. Now I must admit that the story's attractive. I've lost at far too many affairs. I've seen all the pain that the morning can bring. Now look me straight in the eye. Tonight is the night. We've got to ask each other if the moment is right. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love that's been keeping me up all night? This love that I'm feeling.
Is this love? Oh, is this love?
Is it wrong for one man to say to another that he loves it?
I love you, man.
Really wrong, right?
It's not wrong.
No,
is
that's
it wrong?
All right, extremely right.
Jim Peterick is going to be at the Ides of March on Saturday at the Brookfield Zoo, Sunday at Space in Evanston. See both if you can, because the Ides of March, a very different show. Full band, right?
Big and brass. We're just
hold on one second. Let me take your boys, gonads off. There
the
we
boys
go.
From Berwyn. We got the brass section. We rock you know, vehicle with the full thing, and Eye of the Tiger, bap, 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 with the brass, and I go out in the audience, and I flirt with the pandas. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I love pandas, don't you?
Me too.
They're so sweet, and the pandas just sit there chewing on eucalyptus and looking at them.
They look happy.
Even though that's the wrong animal. There you go.
That's all right. Yeah, whatever.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah, the panda's like, I don't eat eucalyptus. What am I doing eating eucalyptus here? What am I doing?
Who is the eucalyptus
koalas?
Guys?
Koalas.
Koalas.
Yeah, where the hell's the koala exhibit?
They're cute, too.
Send the eucalyptus the koalas. Give me a bamboo shoot.
It's the eye of the koala. It's the thrill of the fight.
The same ring to it.